In this bulletin, a testing blitz to target Melbourne's coronavirus hotspots as case numbers rise again. Unions label Qantas job cuts premature. And in the A-League, Perth Glory loses its South Korean star wing. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Victorian health authorities are aiming to test thousands of people a day for coronavirus as the number of confirmed cases in the state continues to rise. 33 people have tested positive to the virus since yesterday, the highest daily rise since the current surge started. At least 9 were linked to known outbreaks, while 11 are still under investigation. A testing blitz will initially target the worst-hit Melbourne suburbs of Keilor Downs and Broadmeadows before focusing on other hotspots in the city. Victoria's Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton says cases of community transmission which are not linked to known clusters are of greatest concern.
These suburbs represent the most recent active transmission, the most recent new cases, and we really are focused on what we call the community cases, the cases where we don't know where they've acquired the virus. They are an indication that there's transmission in the community that we need to identify and track down.
Australia's coronavirus death toll has risen to 104 after the reclassification of a death that occurred in April. An 85-year-old man died at an aged care home in the Western Sydney suburb of Bankstown. The virus has now been found to be a factor in his death. His case was associated with a small outbreak that involved 3 staff and 3 residents at the Opal Bankstown Aged Care Facility. Today, New South Wales has 4 new COVID-19 cases. One is a student from Lane Cove West Public School on Sydney's North Shore. The school is closed for deep cleaning. The other 3 cases are return travellers. The federal government has announced a $250 million support package for the arts. The package will provide grants and loans to help touring artists, actors and producers back to the stage and screen. The industry was largely forced to shut down under coronavirus restrictions, but critics say the support is too little too late. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says many roles within the entertainment industry were able to benefit from support under earlier programs such as JobKeeper and JobSeeker, but the focus is now on recovery.
Having done the initial support to help people through, to cushion that blow, to keep the sector together, to provide support to other parts of the sector that is providing relief. Now it's about the way back. Now it's about ensuring that we can get the show back on the road and the workers back into the jobs.
Unions have criticised Qantas's decision to sack 20% of its workforce, calling the move premature and deplorable. The airline announced today that 6,000 workers will lose their jobs and another 15,000 employees will remain stood down. Qantas has been hard hit by international and domestic travel restrictions during the coronavirus pandemic. CEO Alan Joyce says the company has no choice but to get rid of jobs in the short term to save jobs in the long run. But the National Secretary of the Transport Workers Union, Michael Caine, says management should have waited until a review of the JobKeeper program is complete.
This is a remarkable and unwelcome and unnecessary decision that has been made and announced today by Mr. Joyce. Why? Because Mr. Joyce knows full well that the federal government is in the process of reviewing the JobKeeper system. That review should be brought forward urgently, and Mr. Joyce should put on hold these redundancies until that review is done.
There has been a 90% increase in scams reported by people who speak English as a second language. Data released by the consumer watchdog, the ACCC, reveals this group lost more than $13 million to scams in the past year alone. The increase was mainly from investment scams, which often begin with cold calls promising low-risk investments with high returns. Dating and romance scams had the next highest losses. Chinese authority scams were also common, in which Mandarin-speaking victims are accused of perpetrating a crime and threatened with arrest or deportation if they do not provide money. A new report has found there's been a large spike in violence against women around the world during the coronavirus pandemic. Research from the human rights organisation ActionAid shows an almost tenfold increase in sexual and domestic violence against women in Bangladesh from April to May compared to the same period last year. Nigerian women have also been subject to a significant rise in femicide and rape, with one woman's shelter reporting a 700% increase in violence since the country's lockdown began. ActionAid Australia's Executive Director, Michelle Higlin, says the organisation is especially concerned about the rise in violence against women in refugee camps. Listeners seeking information or support about domestic violence can contact 1800 RESPECT on 1800 737 732. In the A-League, Perth Glory's defensive team has taken a hit after Kim Soo-bam became the latest player to leave the club. The winger's returned to his home country, South Korea, to join the K-League after playing 11 games for the Glory this season. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, showers increasing later, 21. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 15. Melbourne, much the same, 14. Hobart, partly cloudy and 12. Canberra, morning fog and frost, 13. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 17. Sydney, similar conditions and 18 degrees. Newcastle, partly cloudy, 18. Brisbane, sunny, 22. Cairns, mostly sunny, 26. And Darwin, sunny, 32. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.